Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And President Trump's nominee to be the next director of the CIA faced tough questions today from the Senate Intelligence Committee about her role in the waterboarding of terrorism suspects after 9/11. Gina Haspel spent decades undercover as a CIA officer, including at a secret so-called black site prison in Thailand. Her nomination has reignited the debate about torture and America's counterterrorism operations, which Haspel addressed in her opening statement to the committee.
Having served in that tumultuous time, I can offer you my personal commitment, clearly and without reservation, that under my leadership, on my watch, CIA will not restart a detention and interrogation program.
Let's bring in NPR's national security correspondent, Greg Myrie. Greg, she was at that black site in Thailand where terrorism suspects were waterboarded in 2002. First, just give us a little tiny thumbnail on the thinking then about waterboarding outside U.S. territories, the debate that raged and what the thinking then became, that it, you know, was not just un-American but ineffective, and what she said today about using those techniques then.
Right. So this was 2002, a year after the Al-Qaeda attacks, and the U.S. had captured several senior Al-Qaeda figures. They set up this black site prison in Thailand, and they began waterboarding. Now, we're aware of two people who were waterboarded there and a third one who was waterboarded elsewhere. Gina Haspel was there at the time, apparently not for the first, but for the second. She was pressed on this time again and said, "I do not believe in torture," but she did believe valuable information was obtained from these detainees, and that it was unknowable whether the techniques, the waterboarding and other techniques, elicited that information or not.
Yeah, she was also asked about the destruction of nearly 100 videotapes of these interrogations and some waterboarding at that secret prison. Here's part of an exchange she had with Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Were you an advocate for destroying the tapes?
Senator, I absolutely was an advocate. If we could, within and conforming to U.S. law, and if we could get policy concurrence to eliminate the security risk posed to our officers by those tapes, and the consistent legal advice.
And you are aware of what those tapes contained?
No, I never watched the tapes, but I understood that our officers' faces were on them and that that was very dangerous at a time when there were unauthorized disclosures that were exposing the program.
So, Greg Myrie, is that a yes?
It really is. I mean, again, we have not heard Gina Haspel. She's been undercover for almost all of her 33 years. And just to hear her talk and explain her thinking and effectively say, yes, she supported destroying the tapes because she thought it was legal.
Oh, look, this was a different time. You know, it was right post 9/11. There was a huge debate, as we said, that came out of this where many people came forward and said, in fact, the waterboarding was ineffective. Field manuals were changed for the Department of Defense, you know, for the military, whether or not they could use these techniques. Is there, did some express that sympathy that this was a different time?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I think from some of the Republican members, they said, you know, we're in a different place now. And the law has become clear. It's not only the Al-Qaeda threat has diminished, but the law says you cannot torture now. There would be no real debate about what is and isn't illegal at this point.
Okay, we'll continue to follow this with NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Greg, thank you.
My pleasure, Robin.